We begin Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simen Yud Gimel Sif Beis. Kodem Shikarnes L'Toychem, before somebody enters a Beis HaKnesses or Beis HaMedrash, Yikanech HaSatet Me'aragalov, should clear off any dirt from his feet, his shoes. V'yishgiach Shalei Olav V'lo Yabagodov, he should be careful that it should not be nor on him or on his clothing, Shom Lichlif, any dirt. Mutal Lorok Behem, one may express saliva in the Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash. Of Yishashiv, take a baraglav, but he should quickly rub his shoes over the place where he expelled that saliva. Obviously, that halacha does not apply b'zman hazeh. We don't spit in any public place. Our floors are not made out of earth, and therefore one should be very careful to never do something like that in a Beis HaKnesses. Along that same line, people should be careful to keep a Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash, clean. And it should not be any less than one takes care of his home. And for example, one wouldn't leave used tissues on his table at home. He shouldn't do that in a Beis HaKnesses either. Sif Gimel Einich Nosem Bem Loi B'chama Me'ichama. One may not enter these places in the summer because of the heat. V'loi and not because of the rain. Then if one needs to go enter to call someone, he should enter and read some psukim as a mishnah or learn a mishnah or yom as a tefillah or say a tefillah or shiishma mecher as a limud. Hear somebody who's saying a dvar Torah there. Or lechal pachas yeshiv shamat. He should at least sit there for a short amount of time. Kiyam yeshiv behem mitzvah, sitting in the Beis HaKnesses, the Beis HaMedrash, is a mitzvah. V'achach yukris chaver, and then he could call whoever he needs to call. Similarly, one may not use a Beis HaKnesses, a Beis HaMedrash, as a shortcut. And the Gemara Masechta Megillah Daf Chav Zayin on Beis says people who treat the Beis HaMedrash, Beis HaKnesses, that way will be zoichet harichas yomim to long life. And even if the Beis HaKnesses was built on a place that used to be a shortcut, still, once there's a Beis HaKnesses there, one should not use it as a shortcut. If you want to use it as a shortcut, do as the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch just said. First sit down, learn, do something there, and then you could use it as a shortcut. The Beis HaKnesses itself should not be used as a shortcut, but the yard next to the Beis HaKnesses can be used as a shortcut. Sif Dalad. One may not eat or drink or sleep. I feel a shina sarai, even a nap. Tzarech mitzvah. However, if the tzarech mitzvah could go and belay Yom Kippurim, on the night of Yom Kippur, mutalishon, one may sleep there. The fact that we see that there are many shuls where people do eat and do have meals in, of course, any meal that takes place in a shul has to be done with the greatest respect, remembering what this place is. But the reason we are lenient is because when they're built originally, there's a tanai. It's understood that this will be used for those purposes as well. So it won't be considered a full-fledged Beis HaKnesses with all the limitations of a Beis HaKnesses. And that's why the very popular name that shuls have is shtibel. Shtibel means a room. They're designated as being a room where we get together to daven, not to have all of the restrictions of a Beis HaKnesses. But if you're sleeping, when you're allowed to sleep there, ach yisrachik min aron kodesh, distance yourself from the aron kodesh, v'kein lech l'shem v'tzorich mitzvah, shem by shikris, you're only allowed to have a mitzvah suda there, a suda that there's no intoxication, like kals roish, people are treated with the proper seriousness, mutter. Again, this is speaking about a full-fledged Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash. People who learn there on a steady basis. These are people that are there all of the time. And therefore, we can be more lenient because we want them to lose time from their learning. Sif Hei. Shabbat Beis HaKnesses. When we build the Beis HaKnesses, Tzrichim, we need the guidance of a Talmud Chacham, how it should be built. And there are a number of halachas. One is that it should be a beautiful building. It should be taller than the other buildings. There should be a corridor. There should be a hole before the actual Beis HaKnesses. The entrance should be on the west side, and the Aron Kodesh should be on the east side. There should be 12 windows, each 4 tefachim wide. The Aron Kodesh should be in the middle of the eastern wall, and if the place where the Baal Tefillah is stands either in front of the Aron Kodesh or to the side. The bima should be in the middle of the shul. Psif Yodalad. Dinei Psuk de Zimra. So now the Shulchan Aruch begins talking about the halachas of Psuk de Zimra. As the Gemara in Masechet Brachos Daf Lamed Beis teaches us, Lo'ilu Misad Adam Shivcha Shamakim, a person should first praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vakach Yispalel, and then he should daven. And the Sfarim HaKadoshim say Psuk de Zimra, the word Zimra means to cut. And by saying Psuk de Zimra properly, what we accomplish is that we cut anyone who's trying to do anything that could harm us. Says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, from Hoidu Alach Shira, Hey Psuk de Zimra. From Hoidu until after Az Yashur, Ad Psuk de Zimra. As we know, there are different menhagim. Nusach Sfard begins Psuk de Zimra Var Hoidu, and afterwards they say Baruch Shama. Nusach Ashkenaz begins immediately with Baruch Shamar, but even if you begin the Psuk de Zimra with Hoidu and only afterwards you say Baruch Shamar, all of the halachas of Psuk de Zimra begin from when you say Hoidu. Baruch Shamar, he bracha shalofneim. The Baruch Shamar is the bracha that we say before the Psuk de Zimra. Yishtabach, he bracha shalokreim. Yishtabach is the bracha that we recite after finishing the Psuk de Zimra. From when we begin the Baruch Shamar, also Hafsik B'Dibur, one may not stop to talk, Afilu Lashon Kodesh, even in Lashon Kodesh, V'chein B'Makom B'Kom, Sh'Asa L'Hafsik, anywhere where the Halacha prohibits us from saying something, also Afilu Lashon Kodesh, saying it in Lashon Kodesh doesn't make it permissible. Ach L'Inyan Hafsik L'Dvar Mitzvah, but when it comes that you need to stop because you need to do a dvar mitzvah, there, yesh chilek b'im psuk de zimra b'chasal, when you're in the middle of the psuk de zimra, versus when you're in the middle of krishma b'chasal. B'psuk de zimra, afil b'emtze baruch shama b'emtze yishtabach. B'psuk de zimra, even in the middle of baruch shama, in the middle of the middle of yishtabach, im shemeya is a bracha, you hear bracha, mutter lanus amein. And there are those that don't agree with the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and they suggest that when we're saying the actual bracha part of Baruch Shamar, or the actual bracha part of Yishtabach, there we're not allowed to say, and we're not allowed to answer anything. Even though we're learning now that in Mil Psuk de Zimra, we're allowed to say Amen, but that's only Amen after bracha. If there's laning taking place in Shul, and they make Mishabarach, we don't say Amen, or if there's Brikus Kahanim, we don't say Amen to this. Only to brachas and kaddish do we say amen in the middle of the psuk de zimra. If somebody hears that everybody's saying krishma and he's in the middle of psuk de zimra, I'm imam psuk pasuk shema yisrael. You should say along with them the shema yisrael, and so too say the bat afraim, that you should say along with them Baruch Shem Kvam Echusulay Lavad. And similarly, you should say Moedim Durabaran if that's what the Tzibur is doing at that time. However, the Sfardim don't actually say Krishma. They just put their hands on their eyes if the Tzibur is saying Krishma. And it looks like they're saying Krishma, but they're not actually saying Krishma. The question, if they're up to opening up the Aron and they're saying Shlosh Tetzim Midras, or Shel Ma'as Mamakim, during a Seresim Mei Tshuva, they're different menhagim, if one could stop in Mila Pesuk de Zimra to say them. L'koshkein, certainly, L'kaddish, U'L'kedusha, U'L'barcha, the Mutter La'asuk La'anis Makol, we're allowed to stop to answer. There's an interesting halacha that if you're davening, if you daven Nusach Ashkenaz, where V'yatzach M'konei is not part of your Kaddish, and you're in a shul where V'yatzach M'konei, where Kaddish is being said, where V'yatzach M'konei, and you're in the middle of the Pesukah de Zimra, that Paiskim suggests that you don't answer to that Amen, because that's not an Amen that you're really obligated to answer, because that's not part of your Nusach HaKaddish. M'komakam, emefshel l'cham shiyafsuk leila b'makam hefsuk, if one could try to work it out, that he should say it where there's a place to stop, k'goy b'mizmer l'mizmer, between two different paragraphs, or l'chol ha'pachas b'pasuk l'pasuk, between different psukim, yasa, that's best that he should do. Baruch Hu Baruch Shmai LaYomer Tach Pesuk De Zimra. But Baruch Sham Baruch Baruch Hu Shmai should not be said in the middle of the Pesuk De Zimra. Afilu B'Makom Hefsek, even a place where you can stop. Kivin Shein Niska Gemara. This entire issue of Baruch Hu Baruch Shmai is not mentioned in the Gemara. You can't Nusach use Baruch V'Shtabach. The people that say this Tefillah Shomer, that people say Kishchazim Menagim Baruch Hu, while the Chazan is singing Baruch Hu, Lo Yomer should not be said during Pesukah de Zimra. Kivin Shein El Minig. The Kenim also Tzrochav V'rochetz Yodav. If somebody uses the bathroom near a lead, the Lo Yomer Baruch Shomer, Baruch Shatzer, he should not say Asher Yotzer. Kivin Shiyoch Lomroi Achakach. You could say it afterwards. If somebody is in the middle of the Pesukah de Zimra and there's no other Baal Kaira in the shul, where he's a kohen that's called up to duchen, the paiskum say he should go up the lane. And certainly, if there's need him for brikas kahanim, he may go. If there's no other kohen or levi for an aliyah, the halacha is that he's also allowed to go up to get an aliyah. And similarly, if it's elul when we blow the shofar after davening, he's allowed to, and there's no one else in the shul could blow the shofar, and this person is in the middle of the Pesukah de Zimra, he could stop the Pesukah de Zimra to blow the shofar. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that if one uses the bathroom during Pesukah de Zimra, he should wait for after davening to say a shiotzer. But most Paiskim are of the opinion that if he's concerned that he may need the bathroom again, or that he's going to forget to say a shiotzer, we could be more lenient to say Ash Yotzer, not wait for after davening, but some suggest that he should wait for finishing the Birchas Yishtabach, and then he should say it. Somebody heard thunder or lightning during Pesukah de Zimra. If he thinks he'll have an opportunity to say those brachas after davening, he shouldn't say it during Pesukah de Zimra. If he's concerned that he's going to lose those brachas, he could say them in the middle of Pesukah de Zimra. Sif Beis, Yoichas Shtei Tzitzis Shlofanav, he should hold the two tzitzis in front of him. V'yomer Baruch Shomer Be'amida, he should say Baruch Shomer standing. U'betashlam B'lul B'teshbachos, when he finishes that bracha, Yenashkeim V'yenichem, kiss them and put them down. V'yomer Kol Pesukah de Zimra, the entire Pesukah de Zimra should be said. B'nachas U'benima, slowly, with much geschmack, it shouldn't be said quickly. If somebody forgot to say Baruch Shomer at the beginning of Pesukah de Zimra, what he should do is, wherever he is up to, he should say Baruch Shomer at that point. And if he's up to Yishtabach already, he should say Baruch Shomer and say something after the Baruch Shomer and then say Yishtabach. And when he says the Pesukah de Zimra, he should be careful with every word. As if he's counting money. You haven't pierced the milas, and he should try to understand what he's saying. Certainly in the pasuk of Beseichas Yedecha that we say in Ashrei, Tzarech L'Omrei, that pasuk should be said the Kavanah Gedolah with great concentration. She haven't pierced the milas, he should understand what he's saying. That's the time to daven to Hashem for Mezoinus, for Panasa, for himself. That all of us should have what we need economically. If somebody did not have the proper kavana, I feel, but the Evitzarach Lach Salomer B'Kavono, he should repeat it and say it with the proper Kavono. Between the words in Hoidu, Bein El Elkim, Ubein Vashem Shemaim Osa, Tzarach Lach Sukzas, he should stop for a second, Shloy Niruk, Kechoyza Lamala, it shouldn't sound like he considers HaKadosh Baruch Hu as one of the Alilim. When one says Pseches Yudecha with the proper Kavona, that is the way that you get panosa. There are those that give tzedakah when they say this pasuk. There are those that pick, that touch their tefillin when they say psech es yudecha. Some lift up their own hands. All of them recognizing how we are completely, completely dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If somebody realizes later in the Psuk de Zimra, they did not say Pseich Yudecha properly, then wherever he is, he should repeat it there, say that Pasuk. The Gemara Masech the Shabbos, Daf Kufnun Aleph on the base, says, Omer Rav Yosef Naktinen, we have a rule, that Hay Tzuvim Rabbanan Lomiani, that Talmid Chachamim never get poor. Ask the Gemara V'Kol Chazid in the Me'ani, we do see that it happens. Answers the Gemara, is the Me'ani, even if they get poor, so the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara is, Aturi B'Huskulai Me'adir, they never have to go collecting in people's home. But I saw that the Sefer Peninim Yukarim says a beautiful Pshat. If we see that Chas V'Sholem, somebody gets poor, the reason we attribute that such a person got poor is because of Pesach De'ani, on the words, Pesach Es Yodecho Loi Mahadr. They didn't repeat those words if they didn't say them with the proper kavana. But if a person says them with the proper kavana, that is a protection that he won't ever get poor. Sif Gimel, Yizar Shalaliga B'Shas Pesuk De'Zimra, that one should be careful, as he's saying, Pesuk D'Zimra, not to touch. V'koshkein achkach ad gemar tefila, until the end of the Shemoneh Esrei, one should be careful not to touch v'mekoymes ha'mechusim begufoy, parts of his body which are normally covered, a b'roisha, or in his head, a part that's normally v'mekoym mechusim covered. V'kem b'tzoyis achoytem b'tzoyis oizim, the dirt in one's nose or his ears, osa ligaboy, may not be touched during davening, only through a tissue, a handkerchief. V'naga b'yodai, if you did touch these places during davening, you should wash your hands with water. V'mu b'shas tfila, and if it's in the middle of davening, it's a time and place where you can't get water. Dilem in the koyin tsrar, just use a stone, or wipe your hands on the wall, or wipe your hands with a tissue, with a towel, or kedoyma.